All right, let's get a little football in the mix. The music dictates the direction. David.
So, yes, training camp has arrived, and I have some NFL future bets for you.
Okay.
I'm going to go through them. I'm going to give you the book. I want to know.
Coach. Oh, wrong segment. My bad.
I want to know, would you bet this one? The okay. First one. Bijan Robinson to lead the NFL in rushing yards. FanDuel Sportsbooks has it at plus 1,100.
I'd like to state for the record, Jim Costa should be doing this topic. These are him things and Rico things. It should be a Costa Rico or Costa Rica, whatever you guys did that one day, Costa Rico.
Yeah. Costa Rico.
I'm going to say no, because he still splits carries, specifically inside the 20, even inside the 25 with Tyler Algier. Running backs are too fragile.
Yeah.
And I am going to trust Mr. R.L. Beard to my left, a man who loved this player so much that he traveled with no baggage on a 19-hour trip to see him play a game. Michael Penix is going to air this thing out. So I'm going to say no.
You know, part two of that may be coming up this fall.
So excited.
David, I would say no. You got to look at the guys, and I don't think Saquon's going to be as explosive as he was, but I look at somebody like Derrick Henry. I think that's a safer bet. I would pass on Bijan.
Next on the list, this is from DraftKings. Miami Dolphins under 6.5 is at plus 170.
I would bet it. I think the Dolphins are going to suck. I really do. And I think there's a chance you see a coaching change. Remember, when guys are cute and funny and quirky, it's cool when you win. But then when you start losing, you look like an idiot. And McDaniel is on the other side of that, and I'm very worried. And Stephen Ross does not play around. I'm going to go. I am all out on the Dolphins this year.
David, the sad reality is I can see the Dolphins starting off 5-3 and still not making that bet.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm going to go, yes, I'm going to go over. I think they will hit at least 7 games. They'll start off fast, but they'll fizzle like they normally do.
This one is also from DraftKings. Bengals to miss the playoffs at plus 130.
I go back and forth on this because, look, obviously the Ravens to me are going to win the division and the Browns are clearly not. Other than that, I look at Pittsburgh as being around a 500 team. And I still believe there's too much noise around the Bengals. And Trey Hendrickson with screenshots of not being in the state of Ohio.
Well, your two rush edges are not in camp. One hasn't signed yet, the rookie.
Yeah. No, I think there's too much noise. Even today, Mike Brown spoke. I'm going to say
no.
I would say no, too. And then Burrow demands a trade and wants to be a New York Giant. And he can wear fur coats and bleach blonde hair and do whatever he wants. He'll be Joe Namath 2.0.
Jackson Dart.
To hell with him. Throw him in the garbage.
Dangerous?
Wow.
I need Jersey Joe.
Mr. Dangerous.
SpaceX rocket. Carry on.
Next one here is from...
Coach.
Wait, he had on sunglasses indoors. Go ahead, David.
FanDuel Sportsbook has this next one. Before I give it, this is Mike Evans.
Okay.
He has had 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards receiving or more.
Yeah.
So, over 925.5 receiving yards at minus 114.
I'm going to go under. Father Time is undefeated. They've added receivers, including Abuka in the first round. They had McMillan from last year. I just look, I love Mike Evans. Pro's pro.
I'm going to go over because I still think he's their big-time home run guy. Like when the chips are down, I don't know if Baker can trust the new guys, but he knows what he has in Mike.
How dare you?
We all believe in Mike.
You're an Abuka slap. You love that guy.
I do. But to me, he's more of a almost like a possession type thing in the NFL.
What an insult.
Wow. It's not an insult.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. You know what? I'm going to let it go.
You should play for the UFL.
What happened to your loyalties? I thought you loved him.
Bro, you could make a killing as a possession receiver.
CFL, Rico says. CFL.
Damn. He's soured on him. I tell you what.
I'm not souring on him. I'm saying Mike Evans is that guy that I think if Baker Mayfield is scrambling, he's looking for Mike Evans. He's not looking for
I love Mike Evans, but he's old.
Just
Hey, put it on the board. I don't care.
You know what?
Maybe
he goes, you know, Jerry Rice with the ball, corn rolls.
I just saw that those was old highlights in Seattle.
That coach, was a look.
Coach.
Why do your rows start behind your earlobes? Because I'm bald.
Why am I in a Letterman jacket? And then we're indoors.
Oh, this next one is just for Mike. I want to know if he's going to put his money where his mouth is. It's from Bet River Sportsbook. New England Patriots to make the playoffs at +148.
Yes. I'm all in. The way Rico loves Emeka Ibuka is my love for Drake May. I think they got a real coach. Josh McDaniels, an elite OC. Drake May was my number one quarterback, even above Caleb. Yes, they're going to make the playoffs. Do I get worried that Steph Diggs is a part of this team? Yes. But I truly believe they've got a real star of a head coach. They got a star of an OC, and I think they got a star of a quarterback. That's the hat trick. They're making it.
Not yet, David.
To hell with you.
No.
Coach.
They're up and coming. Not yet. I need to see them actually make it. Think about this. Not the man I'm looking at, but last year at this time, with Cousins going to Atlanta and all the weapons that they have, you thought that the Falcons were going to turn this thing around. So I
Did
need
you
to see
comp
you actually
Drake May to Kirk Cousins. How dare you?
You know what?
How
I don't know how
dare
Drake
you?
May handles losses. I don't know if he hangs out with his family.
Nerdy white QBs? Sure.
So don't worry, Mike, because this next one, we know for sure Rico's going to take this.
Yeah,
one.
Let me hear this.
From Fanatic Sportsbook, the 49ers to win the NFC West at +175.
Oh, it's a no-brainer. They're just going to be the best.
No, they just signed Equanimeous St. Brown. So they're hurting in the wide receiver room I would take any of those guys that Tampa has. So, David.
Under.
Probably not. You're probably looking at the Rams.
McCaffrey calf strain. Under.
Last two
years. Under.
And here's what I hope, David.
Under.
I hope Russell Wilson goes out there and leads the Giants to a 10-7 year.
I'll take it. I'd be thrilled.
And they make the playoffs.
I'd be thrilled.
And he gets a long-term deal.
Also thrilled. Don't even care. I just want my dad to be happy. Make the playoffs.
They'll be on that Pittsburgh Steeler plan.
I know.
You know what?
It beats the Giants plan, whatever you call that. Seriously. The Giants plan has been wrapping their lips around a tailpipe of an automotive vehicle the last decade.
It's a slow cook process.
Gas pipe.
It's a slow cook process.
The Giants plan has been tinfoil, a spoon, and a lighter. You figure out the rest.
Let it breathe.
And the final.
Are you kidding me?
Futures bet here is from DraftKings. It is Dak Prescott to throw for 4,000 yards at +130.
Yeah, I'm in.
I think so. I mean, his owner just kind of lit a fire. Like, I paid him all this money and he got hurt. Like, for real?
They're going to have to throw the ball.
I took a stray because you don't want to pay the defensive edge guy.
You should take a stray for the Super commercials.
Hey, man, somebody's got to make the
Campbell's. Yeah, but those are bad. I'm sorry.
Has there ever been a good Chunky Soup commercial?
I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying.
McNabb and his mother?
No,
was
but
close.
It made me hate. That was his fake mom, wasn't it?
I thought that was his real mom.
Either way, didn't like her. I didn't like.
Wait, which
That's
one was
ridiculous?
That was for me. I'm sorry. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I was about to say it was a Giant, right?
Huh?
Didn't one of the Giants have a Campbell Soup commercial?
No, LTD crack. That's different. Chunky soup crack. LT liked that crack chowder.
I was going to say it was Michael Strahan. Never mind. I'm done.
On that note, that is
Ian. Giants do all those commercials for that? No, LT liked hookers. It's different.
In football today.